listening.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. Lo que escuchas
to Vaughn Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of The Show with No Name 2.0, exclusively on Vaughn Radio, where you can catch us every day. We've been at this time slot, esta franja horario, this time slot, que es literalmente ranura de tiempo in English. We've been at this time slot for over 13 years. That's 13 seasons, temporadas, here on Vaughn Radio. That's The Show with No Name. It started out as a one-hour show, and it turned into, se convirtió, it turned into a two-hour show. And that's because of you guys. You guys asked for more. No. Let me reword that. You begged, rogasteis. You said, wait, The Show with No Name is only an hour. Come on. I mean, if you guys think 2 hours flies by now, just imagine when the show lasted, cuando duró, when the show lasted 1 hour. I mean, you literally blinked. To blink is with both eyes. Blink, blink. And to wink is with one eye. So if I'm winking, it's usually intentional. Right? Usually if I wink at you, it's because maybe we have an inside joke. Un chiste que solo sabemos nosotros. An inside joke. So I'll say wink, wink. Es como guiño. A nod también es como cuando sentamos la cabeza. When you go like this, yes, that's nodding. So a veces decimos un guiño a tal persona, a wink or a nod. Y ambos tienen sentido. Un o un con la cabeza, como, oye, está para él. So a wink or a nod. Some really good vocabulary that we've looked at. And we've only been on the air live now for like 2.5 minutes. And we've already looked at winking, nodding, not just in the literal sense, but also in the figurative sense as well. So wordsmiths. What is a wordsmith? Well, if a blacksmith is un herrero, and a locksmith is alguien cerrajero, is the word you say? Well, then a wordsmith is somebody who's good with words, somebody who loves playing with words, somebody who enjoys words, and has some kind of mastery, dominación, some kind of mastery over words. And how do you get that? It's clear, guys. We've all watched documentaries. We've all seen, you know, interviews with people. And you can tell, se nota, you can tell the people who read. You can tell the people who don't just use 50 words and that's it. And they don't leave that. And I'm talking about native speakers, guys. And then you can tell the people who really read, they're well-read, como decimos, ¿no? Que leen de todo, leen mucho. They're well-read. You can see it. You can hear it in the vocabulary that they use. So, and again, I'm not even referring to students. I'm referring to native speakers. So be English explorers. Sed exploradores de inglés, not students. I like the word student. Student is okay. It's cool. But doesn't it sound better if you guys are English explorers? I also like the moniker, el apodo, show with no namers. Me flipa. I get a kick out of it. Me flipa. The show with no, you guys are show with no namers. And also, if you listen to my podcast, you guys are FYIers for your English, which by the way, new episode out, not yet. It'll be out tomorrow for everybody. It's an episode on oceans. I hope you guys enjoy it. As always, you aren't the only ones learning. I learn so much as I prepare each and every one of these episodes of Show With No Name and the episodes of FYI. You all know that I put TLC into every little thing I do. TLC, pasión, el toque de cariño, tender, loving care. Hey, we're using a lot of acronyms. FYI, for your English. Bueno, sería for your info, for your information. We love our acronyms, BTW. What? BTW? By the way, por cierto. All right, well, before I go off the deep end, hey, hablando de expresiones que tienen que ver con el mar, to go off the deep end, se me va la pinza, se me va. Before I go off the deep end, I think we need to go over to our launch pad, amigos. Why? Because we have a tradition at the beginning of each show, and that is where we blast off, we lift off, and we do that hoping that our English will go to new heights. So everybody buckle up, because it's time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. On Vaughn Radio. It's a show with no name. On Vaughn Radio. It's the show.
That's right, amigos. That's right. Now it's official. We have lifted off, and we're going to go to a lot of exciting places on our English adventure today. I hope you guys have a notebook. I hope you have a pen, because yes, this is entertaining. It's fun. But remember, if you take notes, you'll be really making the most of this time over here. If you repeat the vocabulary and the expressions and the structures we look at, you will be making the most of our time here. So it's up to you. It's in your hands. And I see so many of you joining us already. Thank you so much for joining us every single day. Leonardo, our resident poet, he says, I've already read this week's FY episode teaser. And Alberto, you are the one. You are the one and only poet in this boat. Well, first of all, en primer lugar, first of all, there's room for many poets here. We love artists in our community, in our group. So the more poets, the merrier. Cuanto más poetas, mejor. And Leonardo, stop reading my mind, because we're going to take a look at the intro to the Oceans episode of FYI on today's Pop Quiz. That's right, amigos. It is our pop quiz only on the show with no name. And as always, this is a part of the show where I make sure you're following me, you're following Vaughn, you're following my colleagues, and that you're paying attention. And stay tuned, because we're going to be giving you guys some info about the upcoming book fair, Feria del Libro, in Madrid. I can't give you too much information yet, but stay tuned. Follow them too. Sigue Feria del Libro Madrid, because we're all going to be showing up at the book fair. And it's an exciting time of year. It's at the Retiro Park. So we'll give you more information as we get closer to that date. But right now, we're going to take a look at our pop quiz. Now, as Leonardo said, the intro of FYI, week after week, is, what's the word I'm looking for? It's well thought out. Well thought out. Que no es al azar. I really think about the adjectives and the words I want to use. That's why Leonardo said, you're a poet. Well, I'm not a poet. I just like playing with words. Call me a wordsmith. Como dijimos al principio del programa, a wordsmith. So let me read the intro to you, because obviously you're going to hear it in the podcast if you listen to the podcast. And I'll explain in the podcast, I explain all the vocabulary. So I'm not going to explain every single word right now, because that's not what we came to do today. You'll have to listen to the podcast. So I said in the intro, this is the Oceans episode of For Your Inglés. It drops tomorrow for the general public. Okay, so feel the magnificent mist on your face. Mist is that stuff that comes off the water, right? Mist, I always forget, neblina is the word? No, but there's another word when it comes off the water. So feel the magnificent, either way, it's in the podcast. Lo busqué y no me acuerdo ahora. Feel the magnificent mist on your face. Listen to the sound of the waves. Now, the word I'm looking for here is reconfortante, relajante, something that relaxes you, okay? It's an adjective. And so I said, listen to the sound of the waves. Smell the salty air as you tuck your toes into the silky soft sand. Mientras metes los deditos del pie en la arena sedosa, silky, soft sand. And to tuck in is como meter la camiseta, to tuck in, meter algo, right? We also tuck our kids in at night. Les metes en la cama, right? Your shirt can be untucked. Again, listen to the episode because I go into depth, pun intended. In depth, oceano. Okay. The sun's sweltering, abrasador. Sweltering rays warm your face, calientan tu cara, as you blissfully bask in it. We'll take an in-depth look at our outstretched oceans on this week's episode of FYI. So, what I want you to do is not just give me the adjective that we're missing here, but I want you to give it to me in context. I want you to give it to me in your context. What is reconfortante para ti? What is algo que te relaja a ti? Porque eso es la mejor forma de acordarte de esta palabra. Aplicándolo a tu vida, ¿no? O a tu situación, o a la vida de tu cuñado. It doesn't matter. But make it real. Make it real. Right? So let's see. Let's see what we've got over here. I'm sure you guys will come up with some magnificent examples. There's my dad. What's up, Dad? Good morning. How's it going? And it's great when my dad joins the group. It's not just my dad that's in the group, but it's my daughter. Well, my dad's picture is my daughter, so it's awesome. Hi, Lara. Hi, Dad. Hi, abuelo. Abuelo Diego. She sings to him. Did you guys know that? She's got her greatest hits. And one of those is, Abuelo Diego, ¿dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás? Toca las campanas del Marchal. That's our town in Almería. So what's up, Dad? So glad you could join us. Glad is another way of saying happy. Con la mitad de sílabas. Born to Iron Man says, I love today's smoothing rain. Born to Iron Man, ¿qué si te digo que tienes una M de más? Because something that smooths something is aplanar algo, ¿no? Something that is a smooth surface is not bumpy. So it's not smoothing. You're on the right track, though. Let's see. Laura says, listening to the sound of the waves in the sea is one of my favorite things because it's really soothing. That's the word we're looking for. You nailed it, Laura. Great job, Laura. Yes, that's a perfect example. It's soothing for many people. Soothing. Es interesante porque es TH, pero no es sooth. It's soothing. Say it with me. Soothing. You know what's soothing to me? Music in general. It's therapeutic. It's soothing. Excellent example. Lemuda says, having you by my side is so smoothing that I feel on cloud number 9. Lemuda, I love what you're trying to do. Me encanta. Y vas muy bien porque estás, you're leaving your comfort zone. I see it and you're doing great. Just be careful. It's not smoothing. So guys, lo he puesto yo. No, está puesto bien. Soothing. Ahora me hacéis dudar. Quitar la M de ahí. Soothing. And the expression, Lemuras, I feel like I'm on cloud 9. To be on cloud 9 is estar en la gloria. So excellent. Thank you so much, too. Let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says, Alberto tries to get our feet wet. This is a great expression, J.M. Hermosilla. To get your feet wet is empezar algo por primera vez, poco a poco. Piénsalo, si te metes en el agua, te tiras de cabeza normalmente, piensa el agua como algo nuevo en la vida. No, a new undertaking, algo nuevo que vas a hacer. And, well, first you get your feet wet. Primero mojas los pies, vas un poco cogiendo el gusto, probando poco a poco. Excellent, J.M. Hermosilla. You can tell you listen to FYI. I'm telling you, J.M. Hermosilla is an excellent example of an FYI-er who takes those expressions, those idiomatic expressions, those vocabulary words, he takes them out of FYI and brings them into a show with no name and brings them into the real world as well. So great job, J.M. Hermosilla. And he says he tries to get our feet wet every week with the teaser of the weekly FYI topic. That's a smoothing way to start off every Wednesday. ¿Os encanta esta palabra, smoothing? Te lo juro. Todos han puesto smoothing menos Laura. Let's see. Alicia says, doing meditation every day is really soothing for me. Excellent example. Sure. And Alicia, that's correct, but you can also say meditating. No, como verbo directamente. Meditating every day is really soothing for me. Oh, absolutely. Alicia, wonderful, wonderful example. Let's see. Kubla says, I haven't listened to the teaser yet, but our official bard praised this week's FYI episode. I'm pretty sure it's more than heartening and comforting. I didn't expect less from our master. And it's interesting, Kubla, that you said the word bard. B-A-R-D. It's like a storyteller. This is one of Shakespeare's nicknames. And Shakespeare is going to be stopping by FYI. Shakespeare nos va a hacer una visita en FYI. So what do you guys, there's one thing we're learning here on today's show. I know you guys are following Show With No Name because you're listening right now. If you're not following For Your Inglés, my weekly podcast, do it. It's just extra English, and you'll learn, as I always say, so much more than English. You'll learn about oceans. You'll learn about the Bard of Avon, the Bard of Avon, Shakespeare. Yeah, of course. All right, so excellent examples, guys. Let's see if we've got any more over here. All right. Well, just, I guess the main note over here is it's not smoothing. It's soothing. Y cuidado con la pronunciación porque no es como la TH tradicional. O sea, es como más una right? Soothing. Que te vibra un poco la lengua. All right. Well, guys, we've got to move on. This is a section where we listen to a famous person speaking, and you guys have to figure out what's being said. It's called Say What? Say what? What? That's That's right, amigos. It's the Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And I expect you guys to be warmed up. Calentados. I expect you guys to be warmed up by the time you get to this show. Well, you've listened to Richard Vaughn this morning, I imagine. And then you listen to Fitz, so your ears, I imagine your ears are warmed up. So, that said, you have no excuses, como se llama el programa de mi amigo Fitz. Nope, no excuses, amigos. You have to, you must at least participate. If you don't get it all, like yesterday, I think Kubla was the only one to take a stab at it. And he didn't get it all, but he got more than everybody else. See what I mean? So it's not about, oh, I didn't get it all, so I'm not going to participate. Well, you got four chances. All right. So you could use those four chances to write down word for word what you're going to hear. I think IMO, mas siglas aquí, IMO, in my opinion, this person is a natural born communicator. You say innato, como lo tiene de nacimiento, a natural born communicator. De hecho, me recuerda una película de Oliver Stone. It's called Natural Born Killers. Ooh, I love that movie. And I love the soundtrack. All right, I'm getting off track. Soundtrack, off track, me voy por los... Okay, all right. Hey, I like playing with words, and I know you do too. All right, so here we go, my amigos. I'm going to play this for you four times. This is the first listen of today's Say What soundbite. Grab your pens, grab your notebooks, and jot down es otra forma de decir, write down or jot down what you hear. Are you ready? Here we go.
And before we go one step further, I'm happy to announce that our show will continue on into the fall at a new, earlier time. This will all begin 2 weeks from tonight.
All right. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Now, I don't want you to give me your feedback yet because we have to go to a commercial break in just a little bit over a minute. So hang on. Hang on is una forma de decir esperar. Hang on, which is great. This is perfect because it's going to give you a couple extra minutes to organize your thoughts, to think about how you can say as much as possible in as few words as possible, right? En cuanto menos palabras. And that, I think, is the goal right here in life, being able to say two sentences and being crystal clear on what you're trying to communicate. And it's tough. It's tough because, well, things get muddled. Toma palabra. Let's look this one up. To get muddled. M-U-D-D-L. Muddled. Confuso. Liado. Embrollado. Embarullado. Cuidado. Hey, I love that. That's one of the things I love about word reference. Word reference literally gives you like five synonyms for the word muddled I just gave you guys. M-U-D-D-L-E-D. And that's one thing you don't want to happen as a communicator. You don't want your message to get muddled. You don't want it to be unclear, as we said. You want to get your point across. To get your point across is comunicar claramente tu idea. All right, my amigos, so give it some thought. Piénsalo un poquitín. And when we come back, we'll listen to the Say What soundbite for a second time. And then I'm really looking forward to hearing your feedback. We also have Homophones, Spelling Bee, Name That Movie. The list is endless. We've got so much to do on today's show. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And, you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
I think, excuse me. No, márchate.
Mr. Ramirez, are you all right? Mr. Ramirez.
¿Te da miedo hablar en inglés?
Tenemos la solución. Vaughan Town es una auténtica terapia de choque para que mejores tu comprensión auditiva y tu agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Durante 6 días, desde las 9 de la mañana hasta que te vayas a la cama, no harás otra cosa que no sea hablar inglés con nativos. Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution. A painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana? Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Los Urban Camps son inmersiones en inglés sin clases, talleres y actividades específicamente diseñados para que los niños aprendan a comunicarse en inglés de forma natural, siempre a través del juego y la diversión, y donde vuelven a casa por la tarde, al día siguiente, más diversión.
Tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés. 911-335-832. 911-335-832. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses. Llámanos al 911-335-832. Campamentos de verano. Vaughan, el líder del sector. 911-335-832. No lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras viven mil aventuras. No olvides preguntar por el resto de campamentos e inversiones de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughan Radio. Oh, yeah. In everybody, come on in. It's time for part two of today's show with no name, and what a great show we have lined up. Por venir, por delante, lined up. Y fijaos, es lined espacio up, pero junto la D con el up. Lined up. Como os dije antes, are you warmed up? Entonces quiero que os concentréis en cómo juntamos las palabras. Because that's an important thing, right? And I'll give you a clue. It's never when there's a space. Nunca es cuando hay un espacio, like in a phrasal verb. It's not like pick it up. It's not three sounds. It's pick it up. It's one sound all together. Why? The only thing you got to think of, and it sucks, es lo peor, because you have to like think about language in this kind of cerebral kind of way. But really, the things we say a lot, we mesh together. Mezclamos juntos. The same thing with you guys in Spain. You don't say hasta pausa luego. You say tal luego. O sea, unes las dos, quitas la primera parte y tal luego. Tal luego. We do the, you know, one of my favorite ones. Y hablando del nod, mover la cabeza. Sup. Esto lo, en todo, en mi zona, vamos, esta es, lo, esto es como saludas. It's what's up. Pero es que nos cuesta tanto, tanto, tanto decir el what's. So we just say sup, sup, S-U-P. So sup, my amigos, welcome back to the second part of today's show. We're going to listen to our say what soundbite. This is the second listen, so I want you guys to grab those pens and write down what you hear. And I can't wait to hear your observations in your own words. Here we go, my amigos.
Before we go one step further, I'm happy to announce that our show will continue on into the fall at a new, earlier time. This will all begin 2 weeks from tonight.
There you go, my amigos. That is the second listen of today's Say What soundbite. You're going to hear that another two times. So you'll have two more chances, two more opportunities to write down word for word what you heard. But right now, I'm interested in hearing your observations. What could you tell me about the quality of this person's voice? Maybe you can tell me about the tone, the speed. Maybe you can tell me something about the accent. Maybe you can tell me something about the context. What's going on? If you had to, you know, if you were not going to hear this again, how would you tell me about this? You know, let's say right now when I played this, I got a phone call. I wasn't paying attention. So I ask you to relay the information back to me, to relay, retransmitirlo a mí, recontarlo. All right. Let's see how you guys relay this information. Connie says it sounds like an American guy talking to an audience and telling them there's going to be some time changes in his show. And that'll happen in 2 weeks. Just be careful, Connie. One little mistake there. That'll happen, not happens. Con el futuro no empleamos el S, right? I will go, she will go, not she will goes, ¿no? Entonces, ojo a eso. But yeah, I think your observations are spot on. I think you nailed it. You said a lot without saying too much. All right. Let's see. Lemura says, I heard a man speaking to an audience. Great. I think it's a wonderful observation. He is notifying them that something will be postponed until fall. Primavera. Perdona, otoño. Que se puede decir fall or autumn. And it will be resumed, que se resumirá, in 2 weeks from that night. Lemura, excellent. You got the key information. You're not going to miss that event, whatever he's talking about. That's great. Lemura got the time change. It would be like right now if I said, guys, we're going to change the show with no name from this time to the... If you didn't get the information, you're not going to be able to follow us. So, Lemura, you got that key information. Great job. Kubla, I heard a British male. Interesting. British. I heard a British male, probably a TV anchor. An anchor es el presentador de noticias. Or presenter, letting his audience know that his show will go on into the fall, but with a change in its schedule and timetable to begin in 2 weeks. And this is an interesting word, this word schedule. The British say, shh, shh, dilo conmigo, schedule, schedule. We've got to check the schedule. Americans say schedule, schedule. Hey, it's up to you. J.M. Hermosilla says, it sounds to me like a famous host of a TV. It's easier, Jose Maria, easier, me lo invento. It's easier if you just say it sounds like a famous TV host. Y TV se convierte como en el adjetivo, presentador de televisión. Así te, en vez de darle tantas vueltas. So it sounds to me like a famous TV host claiming that the show will go on during the fall, que seguirá en el otoño. He has an American accent. Okay, interesting, guys. Because right now, somebody else said British, and J.M. Hermosilla just said American. Interesting. Interesting. Nata. Nata says, it is a part. So it sounds like, right, like, muy importante, ¿eh? So it sounds like it is a part from an old movie. I suppose that he is an American TV programmer. A programmer would be somebody who organizes the schedule. So maybe a presenter or a host or presenter. He is speaking about his show. Absolutely. And he's saying that he can take a step further. Excellent, Nata. Nobody said that part yet. So Nata, you got some key information. Lo va a llevar un paso más allá, a step further. Alicia says, I heard an American man explaining that from tonight, his broadcast will be 2 weeks from now. So what I'm seeing here is the majority of you are saying that this person is American. Okay, let's see. Be Yourself Bro agrees. Be Yourself Bro says, an American man speaking to an audience about problems facing by children, mejor faced by children, no, that hinder them to improve their education and character. Whoa, I don't know about that. It sounds pretty deep. It sounds a lot deeper than what we just heard. I'm confused. All right, well, either way, I think it's time to move on. We have so much to do here on the show, as always. So what we're going to do is take a look at our spelling bee. I'm going to spell six words. And as always, I want to know what those words have in common. Are you ready? The first word is EINSTEINIUM. The next one is CURIUM. The next one is RUTHERFORDIUM. The next one is NOBELIUM. The fifth one is MENDELEVIUM. And the last one is POLONIUM. I'm out of breath. What do you want me to say? I really can't go faster. In fact, you're going to have to forgive me here for a second. Me vais a perdonar. I'm going to take a sip of water because I am totally out of breath. I feel like I just ran a marathon. So if you guys get today's spelling bee, wow, impressive. I'll give you a couple seconds. I'm going to take a sip of water. Okay. You could do without the sound effects. You could do without es no sobran. We could do without the sound effects, Alberto. No sobran los efectos de sonido. All right, well, let's see if any of our students were lightning speed over here. And you know what? Unfreaking believable. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Born to Iron Man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, buddy. That is what I call speed, velocidad. That is some serious speed. All right, let's see. J.M. Hermosilla, I think you got them as well. Kubla, Lemura as well. Holy cow, guys. Lupe, I can't go any faster. It's not humanly possible. At least not for this human. All right, well, here we go. I'm going to repeat these words again at a more human pace. Una velocidad más humana. Y menos, Usain Bolt. Okay, here we go. The first word in today's spelling bee is EINSTEINIUM. E-I-N-I-U-M. The next one is C-U-R-I-U-M. The next one is R-U-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D-I-U-M. ¿Estáis viendo un patrón? I-U-M es la terminación de cada uno. Okay. Okay, the fourth one. N-O-B-E-L-I-U-M. The fifth one is M-E-N-D-E-L-E-V-I-U-M. And the last one is P-O-L-O-N-I-U-M. All right. I can't go much slower than that. That's slow. That's fair. Eso es justo lo que acabo de hacer. All right? Leonardo says, I tried this spelling bee challenge once more, and again, I bit off more than I could chew. Excellent. Me pasé, que abarqué demasiado. But I promise I won't give up. I'll keep trying. Well, Leonardo, if you don't get it right, and then you express yourself like that, I'll take it. A mí me vale. All right, so these are all elements. Elements on the periodic table. Now, we all know, you know, salt, and we all know, you know, some of the basic ones, but these were all ones that were named after people. Well, in one of them, in the cases of one of them, it's a place. That is our sixth one, which is polonium. Polonium, which is named after, you guessed it, Poland, right? The country of Poland. Polonium. And why did I choose these? Well, I'll tell you why. Today in 1950, okay, so 70 years ago or so, around 70 years ago, in 1950, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, announced the creation of Element 98. And anybody who knows their elements, well, Element 98 is called Californium. That's an appropriate name. Es un nombre apto. University of California, Californium. Man, the only thing that would have been better is calling it Californication. Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, right? Okay, so these ones that we looked at, I think it's fairly easy to figure out who each one was named after. The first one, Einsteinium. Did you know about that one? Einsteinium. I don't have to tell you who it's named after, right? Einstein. Remember, we don't say Einstein. We say Einstein. Y si no sabes eso, yo voy a decir que no has escuchado el capítulo de FYI de Einstein. There's a fascinating episode I did on Einstein. And, well, he's such an important guy, was such an important guy, and continues to be, that he's got his own element, Einsteinium. The next one, Curium. Does that one ring a bell? Marie Curie, Mary and Pierre Curie, the Polish ones who did, like I would say, some of the most... they were the forerunners, es la palabra, los predecesores, I think you say. The forerunners in radioactive... in this world of radio, and now we know it's something that is extremely dangerous, but it can also cure people and help people, which is an appropriate name, right? Marie Curie, cure people, cure, curar. Okay, not funny, not funny. The next one, Rutherfordium. Now, this is interesting because it's not Ford. Cuando es apellido, right? It's, bueno, cuando es Ford a seca, sí, como Henry Ford. Pero Rutherford, ¿ves lo que pasa ahí? Rutherford, cambia. La O se convierte en una E. No es Rutherford, sino Rutherford. So the element is Rutherfordium. Rutherfordium. this one comes from, I wasn't too familiar with this one, but this is Ernest, I imagined his last name was Rutherford, but Ernest Rutherford, who was a physicist from, esa palabra, diez rápido, cinco veces, physicist. Uf, me ha costado a mí. And Basically, he's from New Zealand, and he studied at Cambridge and so many other things. He got the Nobel Prize in chemistry for his work. Ernest Rutherford. The next one, Nobelium. Nobelium. Alfred Nobel. The Nobel Prize. He's even got a prize named after him. Alfred Nobel, the famous Swiss, no? Siempre me lío, Swiss. He was Swiss, right? Ahora dudo, because I make a mistake with these in English and Spanish. So let's review here. Alfred Nobel was Swedish. ¿Ves por qué hay que mirar estas cosas? He wasn't Swiss. Y la cagué muchas veces con esto, hasta con gente en Suiza. Les llamamos suecos. Te lo juro. And they were like, I'm not laughing. I'm like, I was dead serious. So let's clear it up here, para mí y para vosotros. Somebody who is from Sweden, Suecia in Spanish, right? Sweden, somebody who is from Sweden, because Alfred Nobel was born in Stockholm. We don't say Estocolmo, we say Stockholm. La H-O-L-M suena como hogar. Stockholm, Sweden. So that would make him Swedish. Okay, good. The people from Switzerland, the one with the cross, those guys are Swiss. And I'll never forget when I was in Geneva. I was in Geneva with some friends. We were going snowboarding. And I was at the hostel. Nos quedamos en un hostal, ahí. We were youth at that time. Éramos jóvenes. We counted, contábamos. And it was pretty funny because I asked them, I said, hey, when are you guys going to get with the euro? Porque tenía que pagar en su dinero en vez de euro. And I said, you know, when are you guys going to get with the euro over here in Sweden? And he goes, in Sweden? And my friend just started cracking up. And believe me, in my head, you don't know how many times before that trip, I was like, Sweden, Switzerland. I even looked at a map. I was like, Sweden, Switzerland. And they're not, there's nothing similar about them. But Sueco, Suizo, Sweden, Switzerland. And somebody who's from Switzerland is Swiss. So somebody who is from Sweden is Swedish. That's the blue and yellow. No, creo que es azul y amarillo. And somebody from the red and white one, Switzerland, is Swiss. All right? And I'll probably still keep making that mistake. It's not a language thing. It just doesn't fit in my head. No cabe en mi cabeza. All right. So Nobelium was our fourth one. Our fifth one, Mendelevium. Mendelevium. And this was named after. Right, name. Fijaos también lo que dije antes del named after. Fíjate de la D va con el after. It's not named pausa after. He's named after him. No, no hay pausa ahí. De hecho, es raro. I would say he's named after. Name after. He's named after. I'm named after. Dilo tú. I'm named after my grandpa. Right. So, Dmitri Ivanovich Mendeleev was a Russian chemist and inventor, best known for formulating the periodic law. And, he knew the importance of, keeping track, una bitácora, organizando, you know, all of this information, all these elements that they were finding. And obviously in science, I don't have to tell you, the importance of organization, of keeping your notes and everything organized. And the last one, as I said, is polonium. Polonium. The country is Poland. The people are Polish. Pero cuidado, porque esto es un tipo de palabra que puede tener dos pronunciaciones. Okay, so si es con mayúscula, como ponemos en mayúscula las nacionalidades en inglés, he's Polish. Julia Nowicki. She was here on Vaughn Radio for many, many years. And with Vaughn, as long as I can remember, she's Polish, right? She's Polish. And Polish es un verbo que se escribe exactamente igual, se escribe. And Polish is abrillantador y es abrillantar. So I need to polish my shoes So I'm going to buy some Polish shoe polish. Puede ser un double trouble de estos raros. But guys, it's not time for double trouble now. No, 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 not yet. Let's not put the cart before the horse. Right now, we're going to take a look at a section where we look at words that tend to be a bit tricky. Tienden a ser un poco difíciles. It's called homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right. That's right, my amigos. It's homophones only on the show with no name. In fact, I was just thinking of the periodic table, and there's one in there. Hierro. ¿Cómo se dice hierro? Iron. Iron. ¿Cómo se dice yo gano? Iron. Iron. Iron money selling iron. Mira, ahí tienes uno. See? I'm trying to think of other ones. Let's see if I can find. I'm looking for a quick joke over here. Okay. When the... A ver si veis este chiste. No es el chiste de hoy, pero bueno, ya que estamos, okay? When the elements, los elementos que acabamos de mirar, saw a theft happening, un robo, they reported the crime to the copper. Do you get it? No? No? Come on. It's an easy one. I chose an easy one. Es que hay varios aquí que digo, hasta yo tenía que pensármelo. So when the elements saw a theft happening, cuando vieron un robo, un hurto, right? They reported the crime to the copper. Well, if you listen to the Statue of Liberty episode, then you would know what copper is, because the Statue of Liberty is made of copper. Cobre, right? I think you probably know it as well. In the money episode of FYI, we talked about how pennies are copper. But also copper, as Kubla points out, es una forma de decir poli, policía. I'm going to call the coppers. Voy a llamar a los cobres, los policías. Okay, it wasn't that funny. Let's take a look at today's homophones and see if you guys know both of these words, because this is really two parts. A, you need to know the word, and then B, you need to know how it sounds, because you need to compare it to the other word. You know how this works. So the first word is reír disimuladamente. Okay, it says here to laugh snidely. Toma. ¿Ves? Te da. A veces cuando buscamos te da otro, te da un adverbio aquí. To laugh snidely. It says here a quiet, snide laugh. Pues ya que estamos, vamos a ver el snide over here. S-N-I-D. Sarcástico, malicioso, insidioso. So, okay, it's that. Reír disimuladamente, risita, risilla, decir algo con un tono de risa, así. Okay, that's the first word. Now, the second word is the American way of saying zapatilla de deporte, o bamba, o tenis. I love how you guys have a lot of different ways to say zapatillas de deporte. That's what they say here in Madrid. In Almería, we say tenis. So, what are those two words, reír disimuladamente, me cuesta esa palabra, and zapatilla de deporte? What are those words, and do those words sound exactly the same or not? Don't give me your answers yet. Why? Because we have to go to our commercial break. But don't worry, we're going to be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
How do you say conquistar in English? Conquer, to conquer. With Vaughan, you will conquer the English language and make it your friend and accomplice in becoming an effective communicator.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tu curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. Entra a nuestra web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. ¡Apúntate! Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma, píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores